One, two, three.
Scotch Tapes, a Q&A with alcohol, brought to you by the letters collected from the New Bedford Foundation of Art, Higher Thinking, and Marine Life.
Scotch Tapes.
Question number one. When did you decide to become an artist and why? Go ahead.
I don't think I ever made that decision as like a young dude. I just liked comic books. I was like, I like comic books. I want to draw really well. And then I found out about more artwork.
Isn't that like a decision? Didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, but even then, like, you just want to draw really well. And you're like, it's not really like, you're not really being an artist. You know? I copied a lot.
Yeah, mine's similar. The first time I drew, I remember it very vividly. I was like 3 years old, 4 years old, and I just knew it was for me. I just kept doing it.
I was like 16. I'm like, I drew this picture of Max awesomely. I'm going to go to college for this bullshit. Josh was like, I was walking in the field, and I saw this bug, and I drew it.
Into the microphone, please.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it's cheesy, whatever, but that's
okay.
As a photographer, I don't know.
You didn't raise your glass, sir. Hold on 1 second. Ooh. There we go.
Just wanted to, like, I don't know, catch an image that, you know, in that moment, that for other people to see something through your eyes for once.
When?
I'd say maybe, like, around, like, 8th grade, 13, 14.
That's cool.
Photo class. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to still be an artist to answer this question, quiet dudes.
I think it was when I was kindergarten.
Kindergarten, man.
Kindergarten, when I started drawing. And that was it. That's all I know how to do.
Portuguese, man.
For the record, I drew the Max also as a child.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the Max.
I was so into it, man.
Started drawing. I mean, I guess I always drew, but as far as like actually engaging in the thoughtfulness of being an artist, I guess I discovered like carving wood like, towards the end of high school and really kind of, you know, became passionate with it and switched.
Cool.
Majors.
It's cool that you were all very short with this one, because this one literally has 4 follow-up questions.
Oh, come on.
What was the first ambition, if you weren't first, like, straight going to be an artist, or a second ambition that you were going to as a child in life? Firefighter, ballerina, astronaut, policeman, teacher, artist, etc.
Swim with sharks. I don't really know what that meant, but I wanted to swim with sharks. Anyhow.
You're going to be that dirty Jobs dude.
No. There's too much salesmanship in that. I didn't want to talk to him anymore. Perhaps get eaten.
Keith Borges.
I never had any other.
Keith Borges is the artist in most pure form.
I never did.
Look at Michelangelo.
AJ. I wanted to be a scientist. I couldn't tell you really what sort of science, but I wanted to be a scientist. I wanted to like have like beakers with like formulas going on. It's gonna be a good time. I was gonna be a scientist.
Aruna, did you answer?
Possibly a mad scientist.
Hey. Check this shit out. I wanted to be a priest.
I swear to God.
With a Catholic upbringing, I wanted to, like, help people.
Did your parents want that?
No. I went to Catholic school, and, you know, I just thought the idea of, you know, dressing up in a suit all day,
really like that,
not doing any real work, but talking to people in a crowd was cool.
So you'd still be a performer.
Making free money.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, it's like living with mom and dad, but God. I wanted to be a straight-up priest. Like,
oh,
you can't have any kids, though, and you know, you can't be with girls. I didn't know
that's
that.
That's all
right.
Yeah.
It's not all right. That's weird shit.
All right. I just to answer the question bluntly, I kind of was with Keith. It was kind of always – there's a lot of things I'd still like to be, but I didn't have anything that I decided to be, and then it's like, no, I'll be an artist.
I wanted to be a black doctor, just to let you know. I swear to God.
Huxtable.
No, I wanted to be the medic from G.I. Joe.
All I wanted, you literally,
yeah, but why did you?
Here's a black medic.
Yeah,
I don't know why,
why,
dude.
Why didn't you just decide to be a medic or go?
I don't know, because I was a retard. Like, that is 2 insults in a row, a white dude being a black doctor and then I was a retard. But anyhow.
I have to say, being a doctor is like, I mean, being a priest is like almost wanting to be nothing. So I'm kind of in the boat with you guys. I could have said I wanted to be a dog.
Oh shit. Another follow-up question to this.
Keep going.
Why did you decide differently, or what pushed you to do what you were doing now? Which, you know...
Who asked this question?
Oh, you want to know who asked this question?
Not yet.
Okay.
Repeat the question, please.
Why did you decide differently, or what pushed you to do what you were doing now? As in, none of us are making money as artists.
No.
And none of us are black doctors or priests. So what the hell made us a cook, a layabout... whatever AJ is, a fisherman, a janitor, and a fat dude. Like, yeah. So, Keith.
I needed a job.
Yeah, money.
That's pretty much it, right?
I need to make a lot of money.
I do like money. A lot.
Okay. I told myself money wasn't a motivator, then I got bills.
I know, I told myself, like, oh, cooking's like an art form. I'm like, no, it isn't. And now I say it is just to say that it is. I'm like, I guess it is.
No, Mark, I think you do.
No, it is. Yeah, I mean, I care about it, but man, I'd rather not do it at all.
I like cooking. There's definitely an art to cooking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is.
That was a lot of cooking. That was not easy. I hate to bring it up, but that, like, you made it look easy when I worked with you that time.
That shit was so easy. Like, hey, crack this egg, dummy.
Dude, Josh, I worked at Walmart for 8 years, and I could make that shit look easy, too, and that shit sucks.
I couldn't handle it. I was just like, too many slips. It was too fast. Like,
yeah.
And it was slow.
Yeah, it was very slow.
So Nathaniel?
I think when you get into talking about, like, the you know, any specific trade as an art, like, it's always about, like, the rhythm. If you can get into a rhythm and make it look explicitly easy, then it becomes an art in its own right. But, you know,
it's just process-oriented bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
do you regret your decision? Do you wish you took another path, and why? As opposed to being an artist, not that path. Like, as opposed to being what you are now or an artist, do you wish now, are you, like, backtracking at the ripe old age of 20 to 30 to a new job, to a new thing? AJ.
What I regret is how I went about it with college. I wish I did more of, like, self-teaching than actually taking that as my degree in college. I wish I did something more profitable as a degree. That's really the only thing that I regret, per se. And that's now why I'm eventually going to grad school for something outside of the arts.
Ricky Sylvia. Hold on 1 second, everybody. Ricky Sylvia's in the house.
I'm drunk already.
Ricky, go over there, man.
Thanks for the brandy.
Everybody, Ricky Sylvia.
Yeah.
You know everybody, don't you? Besides AJ?
I'm AJ. Nice to meet you.
How would your life be different if you had gone with your childhood dream?
Right here.
I never would get my dick wet. No, yeah, okay, I'll say that again. My dick would not be wet. And, yeah, I wouldn't know you dudes because you guys aren't religious. And my life would suck.
All right.
I possibly may already have or be in a position to take over the world because I would be a mad scientist with all sorts of formulas going on in my laboratory.
And then I would go, hey, how do you get a priest laid? make a formula for that.
Into the mic.
Here's this little dude. It's called a boy. 7-year-old boy.
Talking to the microphone.
I made him in the lab.
All
right.
You are living the dream, I must say. You're kind of living the dream.
You would have gotten ate by a shark. That's
yeah,
what it was.
The sharks, yeah.
You? Let's finish this question up. Strong.
I guess I'll have to go with Josh.
You know, you're living the dream?
It's not really a dream, but...
It's a dream.
I didn't want to be anything else.
So. Everyone say thank you to Aaron Collins.
Aaron Collins.
Thank you.
Do you want to go with an easy one?
It's up to you,
Lotto. Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're gonna go with a goofy one. Awesome. Okay. What was the attendance at WrestleMania 3?
Ooh, I know.
Number wise?
You could venture to guess.
75,000.
Close.
You can't say close.
Oh yeah.
It's okay. Not close.
I'm gonna say 300,000.
Three. Are we going
Ricky
like,
Sylvia.
Prices, right? Like prices, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fucking smart, you're smooth.
Point that mic into his face.
270,000.
Wow.
I was going to say 100,000.
Take two.
Two.
Ricky Sylvia, would you like to venture a guess? Peanut gallery?
The official peanut gallery.
Three.
Yes. Nobody wants to talk about WrestleMania 3 and what happened there?
Was that when Hogan and Owen Hart ate shit?
That was all in third grade.
Hogan what?
Hogan and Andre the Giant. Wrestling,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Hogan defeats Andre
the Giant. I have no idea how I know that.
Yes. It was actually... The event is particularly notable for the record attendance of 93,173, which you were the closest, right?
No, I said three.
No, yeah.
93,173 was over.
You were 100. You were a little over, but I'm not really playing the Price is Right right here. And
Price is Right rules, that put me the winner. That's 75,000.
Nice.
He did.
The largest recorded attendance for live indoor sporting event in North America. And the results were the Can-Am Connection, Rick Martel, and Tom Zank, shut up, Ricky Sylvia, defeated Bob Orton and the Magnificent Morocco. Billy Jack Haynes beat, and Hercules fought to a double count out. I don't even fucking care about these people.
Someone really likes wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. Roddy Piper defeated Adrian Adonis with Jimmy Hart at his side.
Yeah,
tons of crazy. Honky Tonk Man was there. He defeated Jake Roberts. That was one of the title card bouts. So like,
Honky Tonk Man, longest practicing wrestler, right?
Yes.
And I believe.
Oh, you have another
Jake,
one.
The Snake Roberts.
You've been talking to the mic, Mark.
Who submitted the question?
Everyone, thank Jason Perry.
Yeah, Jason.
I'm going to go with another goofy one because it's easy, real quick. Real quick stuff.
That was a goofy one? I thought that was serious.
Yeah. Take a drink of that scotch, man. Goofy question. What? Would you rather have snakes for hair or fireballs for eyes?
Easy. Easy.
Josh.
Fireballs for eyes, hands down.
I'm going to go with snake balls. What is it?
Snake. Would you rather have snakes for hair or fireballs for eyes?
Snakes for hair for 500.
Why? Why? Why?
Because I'm bald.
Fireballs for eyes, definitely.
Nice.
Fireballs for eyes. I'm afraid of snakes.
Nice.
Indiana Jones.
Snakes just sounds uncomfortable. I'm going to go with the
fireballs. You have to point that in your face more.
Fireballs.
Fireballs.
Snakes for hair because Rick is bald.
Fireballs.
You know, if I saw Ricky with snakes fireballs. For hair, I would have snakes for hair with Ricky.
Yeah.
So we can just hang out more.
They'd be drunk too.
Actually, for the record, if I had snakes for hair and you looked at me, you would probably turn to stone.
Oh, that's why.
If I had snakes for hair, I would have less cigarettes.
You have to share with everybody. Oh, I don't like sharing.
All right.
Fireball eyes.
We're going to have to get Ricky Sylvia in over here. Everyone, thank Pat Sullivan.
Yeah,
thank you, Pat Sullivan. Yes, clap. Thank you.
Crazy question from a crazy-ass dude.
Next question. Do you believe that creativity is innate, or can it be learned?
It can be learned.
I may have worked with a dude who still works with me, uncreative at all, but he just organizes the kitchen. Sorry, Chris. You organize the kitchen so well, you're like a genius. You make my job so easy. So he's kind of creative, you know, in that way. You know?
Also with, like, some skills, like graphic arts, even painting, you know, there's a level where it has to be taught. You know, I mean, there's very few people that are just geniuses in the arts. There's some sort of learning that goes on there. So, you know, the more you learn, the more creative you can become in those different art forms.
There is passion, and then there is love for it.
Thanks.
Yeah, but...
Thanks, cool. Yeah.
You're going to shut up there. Like, oh, man.
There's no making fun, man. You know what? There's all making fun.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hey, Ricky, you break my balls all day. You send me pictures on my phone that are awful.
There are people that are born with it, and they have the talent, and they just go with it. And then there are people that don't have that talent and just enjoy it. And they love it, and they keep going, and they fight.
You wouldn't say that's creative, though.
Who said that we're born with it so far? Who's come correct to that?
That's
Ricky right. Riley.
I think you're born with it. I had
worked for about 5 years with disabled adults and teaching them, and this is not derogatory, but teaching them tricks. It's not the easiest.
Roll over and beg doesn't count.
It's not tricks. This isn't tricks. We're not
good with,
we're not teaching
with
him how
language.
To blow fire, dude. We're teaching him.
Well, that's not really derogatory. I think it's more of a fact, state of fact.
I get where you're going. Finish.
Well, they have.
Well, who's to say they're not being creative with their. Yeah, I can cut anybody off. I'm the monitor. I'm a moderator. Yeah, monitor. Fucking whatever the fuck I am. Anyhow, we're talking about somebody being able to be creative. Whether or not that's being creative, making artwork, or doing something.
I'm not saying that it can't be there right when you're born, because there's definitely examples of that. But say, like, I asked the artists here, you know, do you think that yourself being able to express yourself as an artist hasn't changed from just the different art in the past that you've been taught about, and how would that have been if you were never taught about that and never knew about any art behind that?
Yeah, but that's a skill set. Ricky Sylvia.
Passion does it all.
Nice. Who brought the fucking eighth wheel? I love you, Ricky. It's cool. It's cool. Anything else? Is that?
I mean, even as a painter, I think I'm the least creative in the space. I'm just practicing what I know and what I like in artwork. It totally shows. I'm not creative at all, you know?
Just putting the brush down to canvas, isn't that being creative?
An elephant can do that.
Well, isn't that elephant being creative?
I think that largely it is tough, because you have to learn. Everybody has to learn that way. But it's the second part of that definition that gets it, responding unconventionally. Not everybody can do that. I think you're going with something that makes you see things in a different way, and the experiences that you have, but I think people are... Because not everybody is creative. We all have the capacity to be creative, but not everybody is.
Everyone think Aura Finn. That's Josh's mother.
Oh, nice.
Clap for Josh's good mother, lady. Please. We've clapped for everyone else already.
Smart question. Yeah. Does she still have short hair? I saw she had short hair. She looked good, though.
All right. Ricky Sylvia is disagreeing. He is not letting you be a mom lover.
I'm not. I'm just trying to, you know.
Why did they call it Greenland when it has ice? And why do they call it Iceland when it has plenty of grass? I'm figuring Nathaniel knows this answer.
He had his hand first up.
Ricky Sylvia, then. Into the microphone, please.
To attract people there.
To attract people there.
Well, the opposite.
I think it was to divert people to Greenland as opposed to Iceland, which was much more rich in resources.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, that's what I've been taught.
I think the reason why people went to Greenland is because the Rastafari.
You are not answering any of this.
went there first. And when they realized I was cold and there was no weed, they said, fuck this, and left. I'm ahead of the curve. I'm already drunk.
And there was no reggae.
And no reggae.
There was no reggae.
It was too cold for reggae.
It was too cold for reggae. Everyone thank Greg Mullen. You know Greg Mullen, right?
I do.
You know Greg Mullen. Keith Borges. Thank you, Keith Borges. Easy or hard? AJ.
Hard.
What if the Hokey Pokey really is what it's all about?
I believe it is. It says it in the song.
And I have life all wrong.
Me as well. I don't think it's what it's all about. But is it just a dance?
This is such an abstract question. I don't know how to answer it.
Well, is it just a dance or is it a way of life?
Yeah. Do you want me to read
surfing?
This?
No, that's my,
you know?
That was my
it's
question.
Like surfing.
Yeah, I'd like some more information on the question.
Keith?
I think it's highly overrated.
Yeah. The Hokey Pokey, or Kokey Kokey, which is an amazing name for a song, is a participation dance with a distinctive accompanying tune and lyric structure. It is well known in English-speaking countries. It is unclear of origin, with two main traditions having evolved in different parts of the world. And then I have a whole list of how different people react to the Hokey Pokey, which is weird as hell. Like, it's a common dance. It's called Buggy Wuggy in Denmark. It's, you know,
is
like different.
Is it universally
dance?
All
it's
what
universal.
It's all about?
It's universal in English-speaking languages.
Yeah, is it universal?
Yes,
I'm assuming.
All I can think about is that song they play at weddings now. They're like, get on the dance floor.
Step to the left.
And then I wanted to overdub stuff.
But you know what?
In a real wedding, like, step to the left. Do a fucking backflip. Slap a fish. Get your GED. And, like, I want to see if people actually do that. And is that what it's all about?
But
if they don't do that,
But you know what? When I was reading about it, that's what they...
Yeah, man. I'm going to make you do a backflip so you can break your fucking neck.
No, I want my GED.
When I was...
You don't want to slap a fish?
Right. When I was reading about it, that's what it said. It basically said that even though it doesn't have origins, they believe that it was a song that was written to make people actually do things.
Yeah, well, that's...
So is that what it's all about? Like, is that something that you could do to get people to do something like get their GED?
Or slap a fish.
It's a corny dance and everything, but on having danced with a lot of people at the same time and group activities. Yeah,
he's
honestly.
Hey, he's a really good dancer.
Oh, Josh is a very good dancer. Look at that sexy body. Come on.
Girls love
a good head.
Yeah. So are we saying that this is like some medieval form of propaganda that, you know, would get people to...
I don't know if it's medieval. It's not of origin, so, like, how do I know?
Prehistoric propaganda.
Yeah. I actually didn't want to go to the idea of it being propaganda.
Into the microphone, please.
I didn't want to go to the idea that it was propaganda because it's a stupid dance.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it does get everybody to do it. So I is dance propaganda? Can you make... Is there something that you could do... To make everyone react to a
in
certain
the same
thing.
Way.
In the same manner.
Yeah, go.
To make it what it's all about. To make, you know, like...
If you want to go to a wedding and you want to dance a certain way and do the Macarena, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, but...
You can do that.
I'm saying is there a way to use it for propaganda, basically, to make it all about what the world is about.
Well, let's put it this way. When's the last time you heard the Hokey Pokey and you didn't put your left foot in?
Okay.
I'm... Hold on, Ricky Riley.
I'm pretty simple minded.
He's right.
That is the third retard reference in the.
No, no. It has nothing to do with my friends. When I heard that song, and I actually heard it on the way here tonight, I didn't cry tonight, but I might. I think with that song, I think it's much more simple. You know, it's a song. Somebody wrote it. You know, hey, do this, and they're saying what to do. And then after that, they're like, that's what it's about. That's it. That's a rap. You know, here you go. I think it's much more simpler. It's not that difficult.
So is that what it's all about?
I think that's all. That's all that it's about. It's about doing it.
The song itself is not what it's all about. The message behind it, I think, is actually getting it.
Okay, okay. I think that's enough on this fucking question. Yes.
I was going to get the social dynamics as a group in Boston, Scavengers, that's working on this.
Go ahead, talk about it then.
No, that's all. I just saw it in a TED podcast and was talking about. That's like this.
Into the microphone, please.
Social behavior is the next step. If we have Facebook, that's the platform. Yeah. No, after this, it's organizing that. And people would use it for propaganda, but he's saying using it for social good.
You could use it for anything. Yeah. So I guess that's what I'm...
Socialists and communist societies.
I guess.
Exercises at 6 in the morning.
Those group calisthenics.
Well, you do military marches to music, basically, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a form of brainwashing. So I'm agreeing with this person that something like the Hokey Pokey or the Hokey Pokey is what it's all about, to brainwash, basically, to make you do something. That is what it's all about.
If you were to think about it that way, then yes. Yes.
It was, everyone think, Jane Kuhar.
That's my aunt. Oh, wow.
Jane Kuhar. Sorry, Jane. Sorry, Jane, for messing up your name.
Hey, Josh, does she still have short hair?
Easy or hard, Ricky Riley?
I'm going to go with easy.
Easy. Okay. What is your favorite dinosaur? Ooh. Ricky Riley.
I don't know a lot of dinosaurs, personally. Barney, I will go with him.
All right. AJ?
It is a tie between a Velociraptor and Denver the dinosaur.
Ricky Sylvia.
Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus with a ball at the end of his thing? Oh, shit, dude.
Fucking spiny sides. Kind of like a turtle, but burly.
I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Keith was next.
Stegosaurus.
Mrs. Mia Wallace. Stegosaurus is almost like the ankylosaur.
I guess.
Yes.
What was the Stegosaurus?
It's one with all the...
Yeah.
The
fins on the top, basically. Yeah. Mark was before you, actually.
What's the one in Jurassic Park? It goes, hey, stupid. Yeah, it's a stick, stupid.
The comfy? The comfies?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, no. That's the...
When it spits.
Dilophosaurus. The Dilophosaurus.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah,
that dude it's totally ate shit.
Actually, the Dilophosaurus is supposed to be bigger than the Velociraptor. The Velociraptor is supposed to be the Dilophosaurus size.
Are you kidding? Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, so
that's an evil
Yeah.
The velociraptors were completely covered with feathers now.
They think they were birds.
Newman got fucked up by one of them.
Yeah. You're like 9 years late. Josh Nijazinski.
I forgot what I was going
to
say.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Even though it's ugly, the pterodactyl, because it can fly.
The pterodactyl is pretty badass. Dude, what is it with people and flying? Brontosaurus?
No, the Brontosaurus is not a real dinosaur.
The Apatosaurus, then?
It's
the Brachiosaurus?
Brachiosaurus, that's what it is.
Nice. Wow. Nice. What was the dinosaur that swam that had the big neck and shit?
Nessie.
It's like a Diplodocus.
You're not even trying to get next to a fucking microphone anymore.
Diplodocus.
Nessie. I think AJ's right.
That's enough on that question.
I think it's like a Diplodocus. There's also the Plesiosaurus, which I believe is also a water.
Nice.
It's a dinosaur that sucks your dick all day.
Ricky Sylvia.
And does it well.
On the same one, what was your favorite toy growing up?
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
That's good. That was a good reaction from everyone in the crowd.
I'd say Rick's face, but I just...
Ricky Sylvia, not talking into a microphone, not getting on this recording.
Legos, without a doubt, Legos.
That is great.
I almost forgot Legos existed. Yeah. I'm going to fucking leave and buy Legos.
Sylvia.
My neighbor's bike.
Oh. You were so poor you didn't have a bike.
Nathaniel.
I'm going to have to go with Legos, too.
Legos?
Yeah,
Josh?
I don't know if anybody else had these, but Battle Beasts.
Battle Beasts with the fucking hologram on the front?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
Battle Beasts were the shit. Ricky?
Those just confused me.
I love those things.
Ricky Riley, sorry.
I'd have to go with the second generation of G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Take the heads apart and stuff and replace the body parts. I really got into that a lot.
Rick was born before toys.
Yeah. Rick was born when they made wooden toys. Wait, did you go?
No. Rick whittled his own toys.
Yeah. All right, Sylvia, it's Keith's turn. He's quiet. We're going to give him some.
I think it was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was shit. I love the. I used to fucking cry to my dad when we go to the mall. Like, Dad, I want Leonardo! He's like, fine, Jesus, go play with your toys.
What did you make with your Legos? I made fucking Star Trek ships, just to let you know. Like,
I made jets.
We made fuselages.
That's awesome. Yeah. I made jets.
I made junkyards.
You just dumped the fucking box out.
I'm done.
The little Lego guys would drive their vehicles in, and they'd get whatever they needed to make their vehicle better and cooler.
The most ridiculous trucks in spaceships that would like kind of combine together and fly and drive.
I need a manifold on this Lego jack meat. You got a manifold? No, we got the cabs? Okay. I'll get one of those. That's amazing.
Your ray is busted.
I also used to like the pogo ball, but I'd take the fucking ball out of the pogo ball and it looked like a nutsack, basically.
I did that too.
I used to whip it at fucking kids all the time.
I used to play weird ass games of kickball with that shit.
Yeah, dude. That thing is fucking weird. You don't remember pogo ball? Why don't you get close to that microphone?
Yeah, the medieval sets. Yeah. Those are pretty cool. No, I had a couple of those myself.
I always had the multicolored Lego
sets. I had the shit set, basically.
I had the common set, too.
My parents were like, hey, we went to your yard sale. Here's a fucking bucket of shit.
I'm like, Dad, where's the figure? He's like, make your own figure out of Legos.
I gotta go to work.
Make a cross. Make a job out of those Legos, Mark.
I'm not going to lie, today I saw a life-size Boba Fett made completely out of Legos.
That's pretty awesome.
In person. It was pretty cool. Wow.
And then you jerked off on it. All right. Everyone, you got one more?
No.
Everyone thank Doug McCormick.
Wow, Doug.
Doug McCormick.
The biggest kid we know.
All right. Josh, hard or easy?
Easy.
Oh, you're going back to easy, huh? Yeah. The other ones we gotta think. I gotta get you drunk for the other ones. They're insane. Do you think that coffee milk is an inappropriate drink for children? Josh Nijazinski.
No.
No, you don't? Why not?
It doesn't have caffeine in it. It's basically a lot of sugar.
Oh, it doesn't, does it?
I'm sure it has
caffeine in coffee milk.
Yeah. The moderator looks like he's got something on you.
Yeah. Ricky Sylvia?
There's nothing.
Go ahead, finish it.
That show that caffeine is really, really bad for you. They actually.
Is there not? For children. We're talking about children,
it's an
not adults.
Stimulant.
It stunts your growth.
Oh, you don't know.
I'm not coffee serious. Milk is all show and no go. It's softcore porn.
Nice.
How many of us as children had soft drinks, grew up on soft drinks?
We're still alive and fine. There's plenty of caffeine in that.
Well, who's to say that your bones aren't weaker for it?
Me.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know your bone density. Density. You don't know your bone density in comparison to a healthy person with just milk and no sugars and no... What?
Define healthy.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, like... Dude, look at me, man. I drank soda all my life. I am literally 50 to 60 pounds overweight.
Well, what's going on? I want to hear about the background.
Before I do any background, do you have anything?
I'm saying no.
I think it's delicious. That's all I got.
I'd agree with you that it's delicious, but I don't know if it's good for children.
No.
Yeah.
It's not good for children. It's dairy. It's got sugar in it and maybe some caffeine.
Well, dairy you need as a child. You need dairy to grow bones.
Yeah, but not all tons of it.
Well, we didn't say you're drinking a fucking vat of it. I just said coffee and milk. Like,
it's not like skim milk. Though, yeah. You know? Probably mixing it with a whole milk.
Ricky Sylvia.
Coffee milk's a little different than chocolate milk. I mean, you know, milk. I mean, let's be honest here. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, but are you really drinking the milk, or are you drinking the sugar substance?
Both. There's basically a teaspoon of syrup.
No.
And it's milk. No.
Yeah, but whoever puts just a teaspoon.
Really, you're going to fill half a cup full of fucking autocraft?
Hey, when's the last time you measured anything with a teaspoon? You're just going, I'm going to dump this shit in this coat.
All right, that's because you're not a fat dude, bro.
I grew up fat kid. I have the scars and creases on my stomach from when I was a fat kid. Are you kidding me? I am a fat kid. You cocksuckers fucking know
me. Now we do. Now we do. All right, here's the facts. All right, Sylvia. The United States hasn't developed guidelines for caffeine intake and kids, but Canadian guidelines recommend that preschoolers get no more... than 45 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's the equivalent to the average amount of caffeine found in a 12-ounce can of soda, or 4 1.5 ounces of milk chocolate bars. Autocrat coffee syrup has one serving is one serving with 2 tablespoons, which is basically how much you were saying.
2 tablespoons?
2 tablespoons. That's 14 milligrams.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but it's only 14 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, so it's not that far over.
It's not. You can get 45 milligrams in Canada.
So it's not that bad.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's
well, why was I going to give you the fucking info? I want you to be drunk and stupid.
Oh, okay. No, because I think in excess it's obviously bad, but it's not that bad of a drink. And I think actually caffeine it would stimulate this, like, as a student when you're learning, it actually helps you learn. You know, when you want to do any physical activity or mental activity, it actually aids in your learning capacity. So I say it's a positive thing overall. And if they have to drink milk anyways.
Everyone say chill.
Yeah, Shelly.
Fucking A, Shelly. Probably hard, not in a gay way.
Hard, okay. Hard, not in a gay way. Like a fucking Ben Affleck fucking...
Like a total gay dude.
Price is right, gay for pay.
Nice. Under what condition could 2 + 2 not equal 4? Seriously, when I was in first grade, I was convinced that this was possible... and my teacher just wouldn't buy my logic. Unfortunately, I have long since forgotten what the compelling, brilliant logic was.
2 + -2.
No, that's not, no.
This is why I became an artist.
Two and -2 are totally different numbers.
-2 is
They are different real numbers, that's true.
Bullshit, I agree with them.
Ricky Riley, sorry.
Yeah, like you kind of insinuated, if you have two nuts and two balls... you don't have 4 balls or 4 nuts.
Yes, but you do have 4 items.
2 oxygen atoms plus 2 H2 atoms combined together to make only 2 water molecules. Yeah.
That is correct.
Wow. Nice.
Basically, most of the conditions that they say are like you take 2 puddles. And you take 2 more puddles and you add 2 puddles to 2 puddles. You only get 2 puddles. It's just a larger puddle, but it's still 2 puddles. And
I just saw AJ's pulsing brain on his
Everyone, thank Jane Kuhar.
Yes.
Jane Kuhar.
I think my family is the only people that sent questions.
No, your family just sent the first questions. If you could be any comic book character, who would you be and why? AJ.
Considering I was reading a comic book when you guys pulled up here, I can answer this very quickly. It would be the Green Lantern.
Green Lantern?
Yes, the Green Lantern. Any of them. I would just want a Green Lantern
like
ring.
Any of them.
AJ, you can back up a little bit. You're getting excited now.
Green Lantern, definitely. Green
so
Lantern
you'd be
right.
That ugly ass like alien Green Lantern?
No, I'd look like how I am, okay. But I'd be like a badass Green Lantern. That's all. All
right, dude.
There are
okay.
A lot of Green Lanterns.
Even though if I pissed on you, you'd probably die because you're allergic to yellow as Green Lantern.
Obviously, no, you don't read the current Green Lanterns because the yellow impurity has been eradicated. Thank you.
There are so many colored Green Lanterns.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
They are multicolored these days. Nice. They are interracial Green Lanterns.
Oh, Jesus. We're going there.
Super sexy Green Lantern.
Who next? AJ was right on. Mark?
I would be the Beyonder.
The fucking...
The god. Marvel fucking comic book heroes.
Okay, the
He
Beyonder.
Actually destroyed everybody in Marvel Comics and brought them back to life.
What?
And then he made
Didn't
himself...
Thanos do that too?
Yeah, but the Beyonder made himself not a
I like how you said, yeah, like you know Thanos did it too.
Hey, Thanos. Hey, Thor drove a car.
No,
the Beyonder.
What if comics?
Anybody?
I have one, but I
okay, Ricky Sylvia has one, but he's going to kind of like dance around it. So what is it?
The dude from the What If comics, he runs all of fucking Marvel.
I believe that's the Watcher.
The Watcher.
Yeah. Yes,
I'll be the Watcher.
He doesn't run. He just watches like a creepy fucking dude.
Voyeurism is where it's at.
All right, dude. You'd watch Shadowcat, totally get it on.
So piss off.
Nice.
I don't know enough about comics to
then
really
what power would you want?
Choose one.
Mutant healing. Oh, the Hulk.
Ricky Sylvia. There's three questions. We're going to get through this one.
The comics are my baby, though.
See, I don't even know all the powers.
Anything you can imagine.
Dude, even if your power was fucking, I'm painting like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, just pick Superman. That dude's a prick-ass dork like you.
Dude, everybody hates Superman in the comics.
No, Superman is awesome.
Yeah. All right, we're going to skip Keith. Going to go to Nathaniel.
I'm right there with Keith. I'm a little bashful about, you know.
I think you'd be Aquaman because you like to swim with the sharks.
Walking on water could be pretty cool. Can you do that?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Good talking about fish.
Yeah.
Sylvia.
How would you take a bat?
I don't know. Can you turn that power off?
No. You can get out of the water as Aquaman.
But being able to walk on water,
walk
can I actually
water,
penetrate the water,
power.
Too?
That is a bullshit power.
Yeah, because it's coming on to you. So you're not walking on it.
Man, you take a shower, you fucking get inverted, and you're walking on the fucking...
on the drops as they come down?
Sucks! Turn the water off! This is awful! Water's awful!
Ricky Riley.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man. You were a fucking kid at one point. Like, I wanted to fucking... Have a huge wiener? That could be a superpower. I don't care.
It'd be tripod.
Well, I already have a huge wiener, but...
Once I lose an inch.
Yeah, can that be a power? You can drop it down a notch, but I don't know. Excuse me. If I had you know, the acid reflex thing that I have going on, if I can get rid of that and all other ailments that accumulate from drinking and smoking... Can that be a superpower? Can we do that? Can we make that happen?
Keith's superpower would not to have diabetes. This sucks.
That's a good one.
Shit.
That's a good one, yeah, man.
I want to be Night fucking Crawler, dude.
Talked about it for days.
Oh, Nightcrawler is amazing.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler's the best.
You teleport wherever you want. You get all the fucking acrobatics, man. You might have blue skin, but whatever, man.
You want to eat a hot dog? Nightcrawler is awesome, but I just don't know enough about comics in general.
Well, you don't have to
enough comic characters be able to choose one.
There's so many different universes that I'm not going to fucking rake you over the coals if you want to be fucking Wolverine.
But here's the thing.
Wolverine.
I used to be a fan of Bishop and Cable.
Bishop's so gay.
I was going to say, pick a superpower and these two dorks will tell you.
Yeah. what he did.
You'd be exactly like, I want to have blue hair. I want to punch through walls, and I'm a ladies' man. Oh, you're a fucking schvelt dude. They'll tell you. Just say it. They're going to tell you right now.
Gambit's pretty good, though. Hey, Gambit's pretty good, though. Kinetic, you know, throwing shit. That's good. And he made out with Rogue.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. That
is and awesome. Live to tell the tale.
That's true.
Would you have Rogue's powers? She can take everybody's powers.
Well, that's kind of where you know me too well.
Yeah, you like that kind of shit. Yeah.
Whatever thing could morph into anything else and take other people's powers, that's what I would do.
Yeah, the power. Not the morphing, the power.
Yeah, have the ability to do everything.
Okay,
yeah.
Follow-up question. Whether you choose...
There you go.
Hey, actually, this follow-up question should have been part of the first question. Would you be a hero or a villain?
Villain. I would like to say hero, but I'd probably be a villain. Yeah. Like, hey, what are you doing today? Robbing a bank and stealing hot dogs.
I'd be a villain, too. Yeah,
yeah. I'm a little too narcissistic to be a hero.
Yeah, one at a time, buddies.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Too narcissistic to be a hero.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that even mean?
You have to be selfless to be a hero.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah. Okay.
I'd be really indifferent and just use my powers to pick up chicks.
Well, that's pretty much villainous. Like, with great power comes great responsibility.
Spider-Man.
Whether you choose to be a hero or a villain, chances are you are going to destroy someone. So who would be your fucking nemesis?
Oh. Kevin Fernandes.
No, I'd fight you like a motherfucker. I'd teleport right into your fucking water right under you and jerk you off. It'll be awesome.
He would teleport you to mate, like, in the shower, then turn the water on. Yeah. Like, Kevin, this is awful.
Water is awful!
I told you, this bothers me.
I would say the holder of the Prilosec, you know, because he's got all that Prilosec, and he's just not giving it to me.
He's got a heartburn like crazy because he's an old fucking man, dude.
He's drinking bourbon.
Hey, look at him trying to look like a kid, bro, with a tobacco shirt on, but he's straight up bald. What's going on, Ricky?
I am a living fashion statement.
Nice. Every man needs a woman. So which lady of the comic book world would you choose to stand by your side? And I know we can all answer this because we want to bone cartoons. So,
Psylocke.
I'm straight up with Rogue, and you're straight up with Psylocke, that Asian girl? Yeah, she was Asian.
Yeah,
wasn't
she had those like crazy like.
Yeah, she was like Native American or Asian.
It was like mystic.
No, dude, no, she could. She could make him out of both hands, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. She was pretty hot though.
I'll go with Rogue.
Rogue's pretty hot.
Yeah, Rogue. Yeah,
Rogue will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fucking. That's awesome.
Hey man, I'm not into choking. Never mind.
I would go with Mystique because she could look like anyone.
Check.
All right,
that would definitely be my woman.
Three shades.
Hey, I did mention girls, and this is the first time that all fucking seven of us have like fucking got excited. So, good sign. Everyone, thank Mike Muro.
Thank you, Mike Muro.
I work with him.
All right, on, right on.
Ricky Sylvia is refusing to clap now. AJ. Easy or hard?
Easy.
Okay. Would you rather have bad sex or a really great shit? Would you rather have bad sex or a really great shit?
Really great shit, without a doubt.
Ricky! Not Sylvia, Riley.
He's had a few today.
Big shit. Was it big shit?
Really great shit or bad sex?
Really big shits.
Josh?
Bad sex.
Keith?
Big shit.
I'd pick big shit because I would jerk off after
big shit. Nathaniel?
I'm going with the big shit myself.
Nathaniel, okay.
Really
hey,
good.
Somebody tell me why a big shit.
Yeah, but how bad is bad?
You know what? It's not a really big shit, just to let everybody know. It's a great shit. It's like the fucking awesomest shit you've ever had. So.
Okay,
that
is it the worst sex or bad sex?
You know what?
Which one is it? Because there's a difference.
It's bad sex, but you still get a nut.
Yeah.
You still get it off.
Bad sex is still good sex.
So am I.
No. You can't make a stipulation like that.
I'm telling you right now.
We can all jerk off after our really great shit, dude.
I do it.
Hey, great is great, but bad sex, I'd rather jerk off. I've stopped from banging a girl
and said, you know what, I gotta go shit. just because I'm all set.
That's awesome.
And then had a bad shit. And that was better than the bad sex.
L'chaim.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank God somebody brought Ricky Sylvia in this. Is that it? Is everybody good?
I think that's good shit.
Everybody thank Anthony Raguchi from Korea.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yep.
Anthony, he's Italian. I think Raguchi's Italian.
It's not French.
Yeah. Easy or hard? Ricky Riley.
Both hard.
After traveling the country, I noticed that people in eastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island seem to be meaner, more short-tempered, and less caring than any other part of the country. Any idea why?
Because we're the fucking best.
We have the biggest balls.
I knew this question would be met with no fucking... That's wrong, dude, because we're fucking assholes.
Everybody else are pussies.
I'll have to agree with that statement.
I think it's because of the cold weather. I bet you take it, even if you take it to other countries in colder weather.
You're going to be dicks?
Well, people tend
like
to be
Greenland?
Shorter.
And you're gonna be dicks in Greenland?
Dude, I totally fuck someone from Nebraska up, okay? They don't know nothing about me.
We're called New England. We stole this shit from the English.
AJ is straight up going like, listen to the microphone.
Calm down, Danzig.
Henry fucking Rollins, baby. Henry fucking Rollins. Yeah,
I never related to that. I'm like, oh, man, you're New England dickheads. I'm like, no, my parents are Portuguese. They're very humble.
I don't think they mean like New England's like, yo, we got everything over here.
No, we don't. Like, Yeah, and I can never relate to that, so I can't really answer. Well, I guess that's one of the rules. I have to.
I'd have to agree with Mark.
Yeah.
What are we agreeing with?
Well, you and I are pretty, like, passive dudes anyway. Like, man, whatever.
So what they're saying is that this is a false statement that eastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island are dicks. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, how many serial killers come from Massachusetts?
Well, what would be the reason why? All right, I know that Sylvia. I know that we're all from, you know, Mass. But if we weren't, why would we be dickheads?
If we were from Mass, why?
Is it because of our huge knowledge of sports?
That's kind of a dicky thing. Sports is just a dicky thing. Dudes hanging out, getting tattoos of bros.
Yeah, but why are we arrogant?
Bros.
Hold on, it's Sylvia.
Blue collar.
Because
work ethic and blue collar.
Well, it's a mix. It's blue collar and super intelligent dudes.
You look at we have the highest percentage of colleges too, though, and concentration of colleges, I should say.
So what you're trying to say is that we're smarter than everyone.
Smarter. Oh yeah, and we work harder.
Hard workers, smarter, better looking, everything. We have the total package.
We're
and great
awesome.
and great colleges at that.
Okay.
I take it all back. You know what? We are awesome.
One more.
Hey, good job, guys.
Hey.
I'm going to go up.
By the way, we just answered this question that we are fucking assholes straight up. Like, oh, why does Massachusetts suck? Because we're fucking awesome. Everybody else eats our cum. Straight out of their asshole.
I'll take our most passive guy right here against any fucking burly dude on the fucking West Coast all day. He'll make him cry and fuck all their mothers and sisters.
You know what's weird? I'm a passive dude, but if I saw anybody messing with Ricky Tim, I'd be like, I'm going to fuck that dude up. And I'm a dork.
I hug him out. Hug it out.
All right, so
I'm
guess
a fighter.
I guess it's because we're fucking awesome.
Awesome hug.
Everyone, thank Caleb Fierro. Caleb Fierro, who is kind of like the only hippie we really know, went out to fucking Northern California, and I said, hey, how'd you like Northern California? He goes, too many fucking hippies, man. That was the best thing ever.
Eric Cusino.
No, there's seriously, like, maybe my perception is warped having grown up in the Northeast, but, like, there's a serious lack of reality. You know, just people are just, they walk around with their heads in a cloud. Like, it's kind of weird. Like,
here
just,
or over?
There. Well, here, too. I mean, I'm definitely not part of the regular mainstream. But, no, it's just a different sense of reality. And ours is just so much cooler than theirs.
All right, we're going to move on from there. Easy or hard, Josh Nijedzinski?
Hard.
Who is, in your opinion, the actor who has best transitioned from drama to comedy, or vice versa? Ricky, Sylvia. It's like a fucking contest.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams? For what? Insomnia?
That's a good one. I'd say Good Will Hunting. I would say Patch. Oh, Jack
Adams.
Patch Adams. Yeah.
Oh, Jack is a comedy, dude. Yeah. I don't care what you say. That shit is fucking funny.
Okay. J-Lo's in there. What's the one with the whole poets? Dead Poets Society.
That movie is fucking awesome.
Oh, I'd say...
Oh, you know what?
I'd say Adam Sandler, Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, that fucking movie.
I love that.
One of my favorite movies.
That's a solid flick.
Hey, man, yeah.
Nobody likes that movie.
No, I love that movie.
It's great to come here with you guys. Hey, someone appreciate
Punch Drunk Love is amazing.
Hey, everybody stop.
Fucking
hey,
genius. Right?
Keith wanted a high five for Punch Drunk Love, dude.
I want to eat that sandwich in Punch Drunk Love.
Hey, you know what? You can come over to my house, clean my boiler, and we can watch that.
All right, hold on. Fisher King, by the way. Robin Williams. Ricky Sylvia.
Fisher King.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. He did a bunch of comedies in the 80s. Bosom Buddies.
He did Bachelor Party.
The fucking Burbs. Really, the fucking Burbs.
Show versus the Volcano.
Yeah. Where's his dramatic role?
Hold on.
One at a time. Where's his dramatic role? I believe I could say Castaway right now. Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, I love Wahlberg. Yeah. My homeboy.
What? So wait, hey, so wait, are you saying
he's horrible in everything ever did? Fit?
No. Oh, he was so in a movie called I Heart the Huckabees. Yeah, funniest dude ever in the world.
Yeah.
That was a great dramatic role that he's played. This is harder.
We Own the Night.
We Own the Night is great.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights is amazing. But you know what? That shit's
dramatic.
A comedy.
It is a comedy.
It's funny.
It's not dramatic.
Okay.
But it is. It still is.
It's
traumatic, I'd say.
You? You got anybody?
No, I was just
comedy to drama, drama to comedy.
The,
okay,
you know, a statement.
And so nobody.
Tom, I like Tom Hanks.
Dorchester.
That's cool
too.
Dorchester.
I agree with everything that's been brought up.
Chevy Chase.
Nope. Bill Murray. Yeah.
Bill Murray is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one too.
I'll agree with Bill Murray.
Okay.
Fucking love Bill Murray.
I'm gonna go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
For Kindergarten Cop, motherfuckers. He started off in fucking Commando, dude.
What was that? Was that comedy?
Are you shitting me?
No, Commando.
All right, what was his first movie? Dramatic. What was his second movie? Dramatic. I'm saying, like, you know.
Conan?
Action. I'd say they were action.
Well, all right, action.
Does that count?
Conan.
I'm confused.
Conan, his first movie, he played Hercules, actually. And it was
really?
Actually overdubbed.
I thought it was. I thought his first movie was Conan.
In New York.
His first movie was actually
that was
Pumping
the name
Iron.
Of the movie.
Exactly.
That's
York.
True. That's true.
It was Pumping Iron.
And he smoked a fucking big spliff.
Those are all excellent all right, suggestions.
So let's move on.
Yeah.
Who is the least funny yet popular comedian or comedic actor?
Dan Cook.
Yes. I was going to say that, motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck
wait.
That guy.
Least funny.
Awful.
Okay.
Seth Rogen.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I kind of... Hey, no, dude. Hey, dude.
Hey, you're standing next
Seth
to Seth Rogen.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, what's up? What are we going to do? Are we going to jerk off today?
Yeah, that's
hey, me. Kev, what's up? Oh, you're Seth Rogen.
Man, come on.
All right. Ricky.
I'll go with Jeff Foxworthy.
He looks funny.
I never thought the Blue Collar Comedy Tour was that all comedy, so...
Not at all.
I think Lisa Lampanelli's not fucking funny.
You know,
I digress.
She's a big slobby.
Hilarious.
I don't think that's funny at all. Big
the comedy
big slobby Italian chick that likes
big
huge weebies. Ding dong.
Because she's
Kevin calls him.
Because she's. I'm actually going to say anything on Comedy Central that's not fucking Stella.
Yes.
It's fucking terrible.
I digress.
Nice.
Have you seen any of the Comedy Central roasts?
Yes, I think they're all awful.
The worst one was the David Hasselhoff one.
Yeah, they
but
make
really,
fun of his alcoholism all day, and it was very
Aruda,
sad.
Aruda, you are literally cutting everyone off, so.
Sorry.
Basically, Kevin's saying that he hates little dick jokes.
Yeah, they're not funny. Big dick jokes are funny. That's the funny part. Okay, there's another question here. Weed jokes are the fucking best, dude. Pineapple Express.
I walked out of that movie.
Which, because you have no sense of humor. Which musician.
I've seen all of those movies
okay.
before.
We're moving on. Which musician band do you feel has taken the worst dive creatively, as in from being exciting, interesting, awesome, to being sellout, one-dimensional, and all-around just shitty? Feel free to go the other way around if that's what you guys like.
Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland.
Have you heard the new single they have out on BRU?
Oh, it's Stone Temple Pilots altogether?
I don't think that they're all that interesting in the beginning. Like, but they had their thing. They came in on the scene. They did their thing. They went away. They did all the sorts of drugs. But
hold on one second. First two albums were great. We're talking about a band that was good and went shitty.
Now they're single now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Remember when we used to do drugs? Is the verse on that single?
Oh my god.
Or something like that. Anyway, when we used to do drugs, it's foul.
Somebody say Metallica.
Wilco.
Oh yeah, those new Wilco albums are them. They're terrible.
And I bet it was an older album.
Hold on, I gotta call my drug dealer. Everyone's gotta shut off their phones. By the way.
Yeah, I already did that. AJ. Yeah,
I'm on that.
We're gonna get to you, Ricky Sylvia.
I would say it would be Guns N' Roses.
You're going to make a good album to go south, just to let you know.
Were huge.
They were
ridiculous.
Ricky Sylvia.
When they came out. And
Keith Borges.
Radiohead.
Oh, I disagree. No,
I disagree completely.
Their last couple of albums have been very stagnant.
Nah, In Rainbows is awesome.
Yeah,
so do I. And I like Hail to the Thief. It's one of my favorite Radiohead albums.
Yeah. I'm saying their earlier stuff was better.
Okay, I'm good.
Nobody? I'd say Metallica also, but I mean, that's an obvious, I guess.
Yeah, the black
guy. Yeah?
I'm going to say Wilco again. anybody that likes that new album is...
I'm going to say Jay-Z, dude.
Jay-Z sucks. Yeah, put a bullet in that dude's head. I'm saying that right now.
Yeah, you're saying that because he's black and you're racist.
No, I'm not.
You're a Jew. You
all right,
blacks.
Stop. We're going to edit all
Jesus
that. Ricky Riley, you got one now.
I'm going to say Lemonheads. I'm a big fan of Evan Dando, but the old Lemonhead stuff was great. His last couple albums.
Terrible. Josh, anybody?
I can't think of anything.
Everyone, thank Scott and Michael.
Yeah, Scotty.
You've got six-pack.
Hard or easy in questions, not in how I'm going to fuck you tonight.
Oh, hot, sure.
Hard? Really? Why is it that terms to describe large groups of people become derogatory after time? Example, midget, black, tinker, oriental, Latino.
Basically what happens is it becomes PC, so once it becomes PC, you move on to something that's not PC, which is bullshit. Like black. It used to be colored. Now, colored is not okay to say. Now, you have to say black. Now everybody says black. Black's not okay anymore, so I never say African American or queers. Queers are not okay anymore. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna punch somebody in the face for being racist.
Can I talk?
No, this is basically
can
the
I
question.
Talk? Asian American. I'm sorry. I'm Portuguese and French. I don't say I'm a Portuguese or French American. I'm a fucking American. Am I wrong? If I go to another country, are they gonna say, "Hey, listen, what are you?" Oh, no, I'm Portuguese and French. They'd be like, no, you're fucking American. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, now we're just moving into what we call each other. And I just want to know why these words become derogatory. Like, American's a derogatory statement, I think. So.
All right, so wait.
People are offended by being pigeonholed.
I think it's in the way that it's used because there's, even if you're, well, if you're American, I guess you can use that as a positive statement. But, like, Puerto Ricans use boricua, whatever it is. But it's like a positive thing. It's a cultural idea. It describes who you are as a people. So it's a positive thing. Whereas these other words are used... It's just the way that they're used. It's not necessarily the word itself.
Yeah, I think midget... If I hung out with a midget dude and I was like, yo, man, you're a cool fucking midget, he'd be like, yeah,
he'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You look at the way a lot of these words are used. I'm trying to
round it out. I try to get to the end of everything... And then try to round it out, Ricky.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
If I was a fucking asshole, which I am, and you call me an asshole, I'd be like, fuck it.
Yes. Okay. Everybody think Sean Naftel. Sean Naftel.
All right, Sean.
Question came from Ireland.
Yes.
Question came from Ireland.
Fucking Mick.
Easy or hard, Nathaniel Allen, who's pretty much given up on this game altogether.
I haven't given up.
Yeah, you got to talk more.
I'm just looking for a question that I really get excited about.
Okay, easy or hard.
Choose for me.
No. I don't choose. I'm the moderator.
Easy or hard.
I took hard last time. I'll take it easy.
Okay. If time travel were possible, what time period and where would you travel? Ricky Sylvia.
I'd probably go back to the 40s. Frank Sinatra just started. Fucking bomb music. Great dance. Chicks were stupid.
They were fucking really dumb.
Oh, yeah. You tell them you're going to fucking marry them?
Could they vote then? I'm being ignorant right now. Could they vote then?
They could not.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's the best thing I've ever heard of.
In the 40s?
Disparaging. That was a rule.
I know you can't. Women, that's. We can do that.
They could vote in the 40s, by the way.
Yeah. I said I was being ignorant.
Frank Sinatra went to prison for telling a girl that he was going to. If she had sex with him, he'd marry her. And then he did it. And then he went to prison for that.
Yeah, I read it. It was like,
really?
Yeah.
Went to jail for promise of legal wedding through sex or something like that. It was crazy.
I'd be in prison all the time.
Josh. Josh?
I forget what the fucking question was.
If time travel were possible, what time period would you travel to and why?
I would actually travel to the future.
Okay, why?
Because I want to see what happens.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to get a leg up on things. I mean, I don't know when in the future, but I don't know. Sorry.
No. I was quieting Ricky Sylvia.
Just 100 years.
All right.
I'll be modest. Just 100 years.
Ricky Riley.
Somebody just say Casanova.
I'm going to go on the same
future
boat ride with
future
with Josh.
Yeah.
And why?
I want to see if I get my hair back.
I'm torn. I would say the future or like the time of dinosaurs.
I'd like to see some dinosaurs.
If I was going to climb dinosaurs, I want it to be like, okay, that like it.
You can come back.
Yeah.
You don't want to stay there.
Yeah. As if when you went.
I want to protect you while I'm there, too. You know?
As if when you went back in time, the time machine would then disappear because it can't be made back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I would travel to the 60s and I'd back up Aerosmith with money. I'd bring like a fucking bag of cash and be like, hey, dummies. You guys like playing music? All right, I'm gonna fucking make these albums happen.
And
they do what they do, and I make a shitload of money, and I die in the 80s because I do a bunch of blow or something. You know?
Well, I was gonna go with Mark and just get rid of blow altogether, but he actually embraced the blow. So
you were to go back in time and get rid of blow?
Well, no, for the sake of Aerosmith, if he was gonna back Aerosmith, you know, so they could actually continue to write songs.
See, I'd go back in time and kill Aerosmith.
That, that would be my option, but yeah. He already laid out that possible future, so.
I wouldn't change a thing. I'd be like, hey, listen, don't listen to that dude. Listen to me. I got money. Just do what you're doing. No one knows about the dude that found Aerosmith. It'd be me. I wouldn't be changing. See, I'm thinking about the
but
future.
Nobody would know about you.
And that's why I'm cool, because I'm not trying to change the future, you know? I've seen Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3. I don't want to fucking change the future. It's just gonna be me, and I'll be in the back, hanging out.
But you would have changed the future.
That was the fucking worst thing I've ever heard.
Eating barbecues, just barbecue.
Ricky Sylvia, you were not talking into a microphone.
I would ruin the life of the guy that found Aerosmith.
Yeah,
fuck that dude. Aerosmith sucks.
Oh, balls.
Oh, Aerosmith does suck. Yeah.
Blow.
Oh my God, they're probably the worst band on the planet.
Who gives a
hey,
shit?
Leonard Skinner, Aerosmith, fucking.
No, don't talk Leonard.
Put him
Skinner
on a boat and fucking.
You.
Me too.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Leonard Skinner's all right.
No.
Skinner's okay.
Dude, that guy, read. Anyhow.
Simple Man.
Reaper, by the way.
What's that song?
Tuesday's Gone.
Press
pause.
No, we're not pressing pause. No, we're not pressing pause.
I mean.
All right, on that one, everybody thank Aura Finn again.
That's my mom again.
Mama King.
Yeah.
He said mom again.
That's my mom again.
I'm trying.
Hey, she's still short.